Good evening. This is a meeting of the February 25th, 2021. The time is 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and we are now going to call the roll. Marion, would you be so kind as to call the roll?
Sure, yes. Let us begin. Wayne Bruce. One more time. Wayne Bruce. No response. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, I see the...
Here, I'm right here. And Wayne Bruce is asking for an excused absence.
Ah, thank you. Excused. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez.
Hello, this is Sandra.
Oh, hello.
Sandra, you don't want to be excused tonight?
I would prefer to be excused because I have family here, but I wanted to try.
Yeah, you're excused, Sandra. Don't push yourself.
Okay, thank you. I hope you have a good meeting.
Okay. Sandra had a death in her family, so she's excused.
Gotcha. Has anyone heard or seen anything of Jose Gutierrez?
We have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Heather Gray.
Yeah, I'm here. I've also been talking with Ursa about Jose, so... I need to get more information. I don't think he's all that well yet, so I'll check again.
Thank you. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Okay, good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James. Wally James. I hear nothing. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Hello, Dwayne. Ali Lexa. Again, Ali Lexa.
He'd be questioning this goose absence because he's driving his mom somewhere.
Okay. Thank you.
He would be late.
Oh, okay.
Jim Osborne.
Jim is going to be late as well.
Okay. Let me... Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Okay, Sandra is excused. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm here, and Wally James was sick last night during the governance committee meeting, so I don't know if that carried over. So I just wanted to let you know.
Ah, okay. Let's mark him as ill. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton. One more time. James Sagerton. Not so. Okay. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Good. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Secretary Tom's going to be late as well. He sent an email.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And Alex Steinberg, I believe you are present.
I'm here.
Okay. Do we have a quorum? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Does that constitute a quorum?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Marion, did you call Ralph Pointer? I don't recall you calling his name.
Right. Yes, you did, and I'm here.
Yeah, I've got him marked as present.
Okay. Excuse.
Okay, next point is the excused absences. We have a request for an excused absence from Wayne Bruce and from Sandra Rawline. and I believe Tom Voorhees. Anybody else?
Wait a minute. Is Tom altogether excused?
I'm not sure.
Alex, Tom sent an email that he was driving his mom to get vaccinated.
Not
and
okay.
That he's going to be late.
Not Tom.
Tom, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so he's not requesting an excused absence at this point. Anybody else requesting an excused absence? Okay, so then if that's it, then do we have a motion to excuse Wayne and Sandra?
I so moved, Chair Lawrence.
Okay, do we have a second?
Seconded.
Any objections? Okay. Next item is identify timekeepers. Who would like to be the timekeeper for the topics part of tonight's session?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I seek recognition unless Sean Rose wants to do it. That's why he came up. I would volunteer to do the items if Sean doesn't want to do it.
I wasn't saying anything.
Okay. It's yours if you want it, Lawrence.
I'll do it, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. Who would like to be the volunteer for people?
Me?
Come on, don't be shy.
Usually somebody? James does that, but he's not here right now.
James is maybe late.
Yeah.
And Chair, we didn't call non-board members in attendance, so.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. You're right.
That's correct. Yes. Can you please do that now while I'm gonna text James to see if I can get him on?
Yeah. Lydia Brezon. Lydia? Evidently not. Anita, I see you there.
I'm here. Thank you.
Polina, I believe you are present.
that's right, I'm here.
I don't believe we have any reason to have counsel present.
Counsel will be present at the closed session.
Okay. And John Tatum.
I'm here.
So I see. And I believe I'm here. Okay.
Okay, I just texted James. Hopefully he'll be on shortly. Okay, next item is agenda approval. Let me read the highlights of the draft agenda. First item, approve minutes of the open session of February 18th, 2021. That's followed by a discussion of the loan. Before we even do that, I want to announce that this meeting was especially convened to discuss the loan. So that's what we're going to be doing exclusively for the next hour and a half or whatever time we have left. So there'll be a discussion of the loan, and I'd like to enter a quasi-committee of the whole to do that. That allows us to continue calling members, because I think this is such an important item. I would like to hear from every single member who's present tonight. And the rule is that everybody will get a chance to speak, but nobody should speak twice until everybody has spoke once. And we're reserving 60 minutes for that item. That's followed by committee reports. The committee reports are only the committee reports that are related to the loan. And as far as I could figure out, there's three of those. There's one from the Strategic Planning Committee. That's a 30-minute item. There's another report from the Ad Hoc Loan Committee. And finally, another report from the Development Task Force. I'm not sure that last one is happening, but anyway, it's on the agenda. That's followed by a report from our interim executive director and another report from our interim CFO. And then we adjourn. So can I have a motion to accept the draft agenda?
So moved. Janet.
This is Turner.
Can I get a second?
Second, Reyes.
Okay. Are there any objections or amendments for the draft agenda? Okay, hearing none, then the draft agenda is adopted. Okay, do we have the minutes from the open session of February 18th, 2021? Marion?
Yeah, I believe you do, or have
they were sent out.
Admitted them.
Sent out, okay. I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to look. I've been very busy preparing for this meeting.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
Marion very kindly sent the minutes, both the open and closed sessions for January 21st and January 28th, if I'm not mistaken. And I sent those out.
Oh, we haven't approved those yet?
No, I don't think we have.
Okay, so we need separate motions to approve each of those minutes. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the January 21st meeting?
Wally's on the call.
Okay, welcome. Can we have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 21st meeting? Hello?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Okay, do we have a second?
Lauren seconds.
Okay, motion. Are there any corrections? Okay, those minutes are approved. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 28th meeting?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Approved.
Okay, second?
Second it.
Great. Please announce yourself so that the secretary can do the minutes faster before you say so moved or second or whatever. Just announce your name.
That was Ron who seconded.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any corrections to the January 28th minutes? Okay, those are approved. And do we have a motion to approve the minutes of February 18th?
I don't believe I have posted those yet. I've actually been working on them.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We can't have a motion approving them, obviously, yet.
But I have spent much of today on them, and I've actually got everything except February 4th done.
Okay, and we had a February 4th one also. That's right. We've been having a lot of meetings lately.
So I ran out of time. I had intended to post all the other February meetings before we started today, and I ran out of time. But
okay. I'll
post those in the morning.
That's fine. We'll be meeting again next week. So, okay. So that's the minutes. The next item is the discussion of the loan. And I'd like somebody to move that we go into a quasi committee of the whole. And
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes.
I move that we go into a committee of the whole. I don't want to call it quasi because it is a committee of the whole. And I guess that's a 1 hour item, right? So I'll set the timer 1 hour.
Yeah, I think, well, I was reading Robert's rules on this and they said a committee of the whole is more appropriate for like large organizations that where they have like 500 members or more or something. I don't, Mr. Tatum, could you comment on the difference between the committee of the whole and quasi committee of the whole?
Yes, there's one difference, and that is that someone else is appointed chair if you do committee of the whole, or if you do quasi, the chair stays in place.
Okay. So Lawrence, which one do you want to do? You want to do the
quasi? Go ahead, do the quasi.
The quasi, or you want to do the committee of the whole? It's either one is fine with me.
Yeah, quasi committee of the whole is fine.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay.
Chair, may I have a point of personal privilege? I see that Lydia is on the call 6316, and I think James also 9765.
Yes, this is Lydia. I'm muted.
Okay. Is Anita on the call yet? Okay.
Yeah, she's on the call. Anita's on the call.
Oh, Anita's
on mute. Yeah. I'm here.
Good. Okay, so we're going into a quasi-committee of the whole. It's not that much different than a regular meeting, except it's a little bit less formal, and basically we want everybody to speak. So what I would like to suggest is that maybe the recording secretary could just call out the names of the members who are present and just go in the order in which she calls your name. And you should have, can we make it 2 minutes instead of 90 seconds, as is usual?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody.
Question, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Is this before, information is shared or after information is shared?
This is just, everybody will step up and give us their ideas about what we're going to do about the loan. And remember, this is an open session, so we can't discuss any confidential matters, but we can certainly discuss what kind of issues we face in dealing with the loan and what we think are the best solutions in general terms.
Okay, so there'll be no because I'm thinking about the report from the Strategic Planning Committee. I would have preferred to have heard that so we can respond to that.
That will be an open session later, yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay. So,
yeah, should I start the timer now or as soon as the secretary starts reading names?
I mean, is that agreeable that we just go down the list of members who are present?
Chairperson, point of inquiry.
Yes.
Chairperson. Yeah. That would seem a bit awkward unless we have an overview and a presentation first on the topic. Because one may not have a comment at the time of just speaking out loud about.
Well, we could do that. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. In fact, we did receive a summary of the history of the loan from Grace Aaron, who was one of the people that worked diligently on the loan. There's nothing confidential in that entire document, so maybe somebody would like to read it.
Well, point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. What is your point of order?
That's the point I was making earlier about, you know, whether we should be having this discussion without some type of summary about what the current status is. Yeah. And with all due respect to Grace, that's entering into discussion. The material that, you know, that hasn't been vetted, you know, so.
Just a summary of the history of the loan. There's nothing to vet.
that's from her perspective. And, you know, that's, you know, so, you know, I'm just saying, man, you know.
Well, it's going to be, you know, whoever speaks is going to be from their perspective. I mean, that's true.
Lawrence to the second.
Okay, we're gonna just start. If you don't want that read out loud, that's fine. We don't have to. The situation right now is that the loan is approaching its maturity, and either we extend it, renegotiate it, or we pay it off, or the other thing that happens if we don't pay it off and don't do any of the other things. And we have very little time left. We have a few weeks. So that's the situation right now.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. Can someone send me the grace document overview?
Thanks. Yeah, I can send it to you, Lydia.
Yeah. Okay.
Alex, may I be recognized just to comment on Grace's email?
No, if we're not going to read it, we're not going to comment on it.
Okay.
Dwayne, Mark, request for information.
Okay, we're going to start.
Request for information.
What is your request for information?
Now, as you outlined, there's 60 minutes, of which I guess we're 5 minutes into. It was broken up in two reports from committees. Is that correct?
No, we're not doing committee reports. This is a quasi committee of the whole. We're going to hear from all the directors or all the directors who want to speak anyway.
We'll clarify when you mention, at least I thought I heard you say something regarding the strategic planning committee and the loan committee.
Look at your agenda. It's the committee reports are later on the agenda.
So you mentioned them in this session. So that's, I'm driving. I can't read it. So I was only listening to you and getting a clarification.
Okay. Well, that's the clarification. We will be discussing committee reports after we've completed this discussion amongst ourselves. I think this is what the broader public, the listeners, want to know what we think about the loan. They just don't want to hear motions from committees. They want to hear what we think. So that's why we're doing this. So let's start again. Marion, could you start calling out names in whatever order you have them? See if that person wants to speak. You don't have to speak if you don't want to, but let's just go down the list in sort of this arbitrary order. So I think that might be the fairest way to do this.
Let me be fair in the opposite direction. I'm going to start at the end. Alex, I will pass on you, but Beth, you're first. Beth?
I'm here. I'm here. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm new. And so this is the first time this item has been on an agenda that I've been present for. I, for one, would find it helpful to have more information than this to go on. But just from what I've heard, it sounds to me like we are not in a position to pay it off now, and that we would like to do that eventually, but we would need an extension to allow ourselves to work toward that point. I don't know what our options are was the third option renegotiate? Do I remember that Alex, that you just enumerated, extend, pay it off, renegotiate
Hello, is anybody out? Is Alex there?
This is not a conversation. We're having contributions from every director.
Okay.
So I'm sure I'd have more to say about it if I had more information, and I probably will by the time I hear what everybody else thinks. I have had this in mind. I've attended my first committee meeting for the Finance Committee this week. I tried to attend a meeting with our GM and other financial people related to the station, and it was canceled before I got there this morning. I've agreed to host or sponsor whatever our word is for what a director does with a task force for the development task force. largely with this in mind, and I definitely have ideas about what might be possible there in the way of new revenue streams, and I'll bring it up there. I don't know that there's time to bring that up here, but I'd be happy to talk about it more if we get that far. Is there anything else you want from us now, Alex? Is that sufficient?
I can announce. Paulina, I'm hearing that the stream is up, but the volume is very low. If you can do something about that, that would be great.
Mr. Chair, I already have. It's better now.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
Andrea Turner?
Yes. I would still need some more information as related to what would go into a renegotiation. I would like to hear a little bit more about that. If we have to pay it off, it doesn't seem like we can pay it off in a few weeks. So I would appreciate just being straight up about what we can or cannot do, because it's confusing to our listeners, as to, what's our goal and our objectives in trying to meet this loan. What does it look like, for an extension, and what do we have to do to, if we ask for an extension? So I definitely would need more information about that. Very concerned. Thank you.
A chair, this is Lawrence. Can I be recognized real quick? Can we ask James that if he would do time people?
Oh, yeah, sure. James, are you able to be the timekeeper for people? James? I think he's muted or something, or I don't know. Maybe we'll hear from him later. All right, let's go on. You do have 2 minutes to make your statement. That should be plenty of time for everybody here to speak at least once, maybe even twice.
Okay.
John Rhodes.
I have nothing at this time.
Oh, my. Okay. Next, Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you. So what I wanted to comment on in regards to the email that was sent to the PNB by former director Grace Aaron was that she cited the parameters of the loan in terms of the maturity date, the date that the loan is due to be paid back, which is not March, it's April, if I'm remembering correctly. I think one of the things that we have to do is we have to put forward an idea on fresh programming that's relevant to the communities and that's relevant to the listeners. We need to, again, become the hard-hitting Pacifica that we was, thinking outside of the box, because programming is what gives us our livelihood and also brings in the income. Listeners want to know what's happening in the world, in particular with the systemic issues that are happening in society right now in regards to race, the economy, public health, and the effects and the impacts that's having on our listeners as well and on our community. So that's one thing. And then we came up with quite a few ideas from the loan committee when we met last, and I'll leave that up to Dwayne Lott or Chris Corey to highlight those ideas that we came up with. So that's all I have for now. Thank you, Chair. So I think Grace's email was very useful. I think we should read it because it doesn't slant anything or doesn't speak to any agenda. It just speaks to the parameters of that we're tied into with this loan. Thank you.
Okay, next.
Ralph, you're up. Ralph?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. And I think we have great leadership who's been shepherding us through this storm. And I think if we stick with those who have been successful at the helm, we're going to be all right. And so I'll just continue to listen. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Ron Pinchback.
Okay. You know, these reports by that Lawrence has made reference to, of the Ad Hoc Loan Committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, you know, we really do need to know what our options are. So I really don't have any comment on the loan other than that we have to pay it back, you know? And so, you know, programming aside, you know, these are, you know, these are things that have to be dealt with, you know, relatively quickly. So I'm going to reserve my comments and questions until I hear those reports, because I want to know what those options are, to move, responsibly forward. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Is Jim Osborne present yet? Evidently not. Okay. Dwayne. Dwayne?
Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Well, frankly, I think this is an exercise of futility. I think the comment that was just previously made echoed by any, how can you discuss something you really don't know anything about? Now, I'm not speaking for myself because I think I know a bit more than most who are being asked to speak on this issue. I think it's a little ass backwards, quite frankly. So I don't think you need to use 2 minutes, especially those who are new, don't even know the outline of the loan, have not read the loan like I have, and Lawrence and a few other folk on the board. So I think this is just a little ass backwards about how we're going about it. And I think this time could be spent much more effectively if we had the reports from the Strategic Planning Committee, which Alex and Grace and a former member, Nancy Sorden, were very intricate in negotiating this loan. But that's not important. What's important is moving forward. And what are we going to do? And how, I really, why haven't we had a plan in the last 3 years is one of the questions. So I find this an act of futility, and I don't think we're using this time as effectively as we could, because people want some answers. They don't want ideas, because ideas get nothing done. Those who act on their ideas get it done. But unless you have loan experience and you have the ability and prior experience in knowing how to work out loans or renegotiate loans, or at least come up with new modalities to raise money. And the answer to one of the questions is, can we pay the loan off in a week or 2 weeks or 10 weeks or 5 months or 10 months? The answer is no. So ultimately, there has to be a plan presented that is going to ameliorate the concerns that the loaner has. And it's been rumored that we do have a tacit approval for an extension, but that still doesn't solve the problem that I've been asking ever since the loan has been issued. What is the plan? I've been asking that from day one, the December when I got on this board in 2018. What is the plan? And there still has not been and I'm castigated because I point these things out, and the leadership has been basically the same. In terms of the people who are responsible for how we got the loan, why we got the loan, and it was a good thing. We needed the loan. And I've changed my view on the terms of the loan because I, honestly, with our credit record and our track record, nobody wanted to lend us any money. So let's give them credit for willing to structure it any kind of way. But the ultimate question and some responsibility, some accountability has to be for. Then once we get past that, the ultimate questions are, how are we going to pay the loan? What plan do we have? What terms can we negotiate? And who's going to do the negotiating? Bottom line.
Time.
I guess that's the radio man in me. Time.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina, yes?
We have someone on the call whose number ends in 9765. If they could just identify themselves. I can't find them on the list. And I muted them because there seems to be some... Oh, hi, Wally. Okay, great. I'll make sure to rename you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Wally is present. And Wally, you're the next one up. Are you ready to speak? Okay.
Yeah, I can say a little. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, I don't see how we could pay it off now. So, because we either need to negotiate or we need to keep doing what we've been doing. But I would like to see us, you know, develop a way to fundraise to, you know, start paying this down. That's all.
Okay. Let's see. Next, Sabrina. Wait a minute. Yeah. Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, and I have no comment. Thank you.
Oh, my. Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Yeah, so I think I agree with a bunch of people who've already said, you know, we can't repay the loan, so that's not our option. So I think renegotiating the loan is, you know, kind of the only currently viable option. I think we should give ourselves, you know, renegotiate the loan, but not for a really long time. You know, something like 1 year. And the reason I say 1 year is because that would give us the amount of time that we need to get totally current on our audits, which then puts us in the position of being able to apply for other kinds of grants, et cetera. It gets us back in the CPB funding cycle. Admittedly, we won't be able to get CPB funding immediately, but it puts us on that pathway. But most importantly, if we only renegotiate for something like a year, then what that does is that says, hey, you folks, you really do have to put together a long-run strategic plan, the result of which is to come up with a way to repay the loan. And I don't know what that strategic plan will, that longer run strategic plan will look like, but if it's the kind of strategic plan that will take us 2 years to put in place before we would be in a position where we could repay the loan, then after 1 year, we renegotiate again for 2 years. Or if it's 10 years, we renegotiate for 10 years. I'll just make one observation. I mean, Wayne's right. We have a crappy credit record. And when you have a crappy credit record, you don't get very favorable loan terms. What is true, though, is that we have a loan that is a short-term loan that's backed by real estate is collateral, and real estate generally has, you know, a lengthy lifespan, and, you know, people can easily get, we individuals can easily get 30-year loans on real estate. Now, I'm not advocating that we get a 30-year loan, but what I'm pointing out is that we've put up, you know, what is really long-term collateral, for a short-term loan, and the collateral was 3-to-1. In other words, they would only lend to us if we put up 3 times the amount of the loan as collateral. So we're in, you know, those are not terribly favorable loan terms. So what we need to do is get ourselves, you know, with the short and medium run plans, get ourselves in sufficiently better shape that we can wind up, you know, after 1 year's time, renegotiating a loan that has vastly more favorable terms to the organization so that we aren't paying, you know, and we don't have to put everything we own up as collateral. Thanks. That's it. Sorry. I hope that wasn't too long.
Okay. Excuse me while I figure out what I'm doing here. Okay. Wait a minute. That was you, Heather. No. Heather still needs to speak. Okay, you're next, Heather.
Well, I don't know how on earth I could follow what Julie just said, which I thought was really wonderful. I don't really have that much to say about this, except for one, I appreciate the note that Grace sent out, which I need to reread. But I would like to see us renegotiate on this loan. So that's all I can say right now.
Okay. Let me see here. Linda. Linden?
Yes. I am in agreement that we're going to have to extend, of course. And 1 year to 3 years is the time frame that I was thinking of. 1 year will definitely hold our feet to the fire. I had a plan that I presented to the Strategic Planning Committee, and it's to do a bond, and it would be a private placement bond. Our lawyer said, didn't think too much of the plan. He didn't think it was legal, but I'm going to look at that some more in the future, and that's all I've got for right now.
Okay. Let's see, Lyndon, Vanessa.
So, I appreciate, Julie's perspective, greatly. Shows that level of analysis, shows the benefit. I believe Julie has served on some really relevant committees, and has a professional expertise in these matters that, you know, renders her opinion extremely important. So until receiving, you know, some structured information that we can, you know, discuss like in a more meaningful way, I think Julie has, you know, provided as much information as anybody could can at this point. So that's all I have.
Okay. Let's see. Chris Corey.
Yeah, I'll reiterate what the last three persons who spoke said. I agree that Julie covered the ground really, really well. And so there's not a whole heck of a lot that that I'd like to add. I do, however, also agree with Lyndon in that a private placement bond offering may be a really elegant solution to this problem. I would I'd actually like to get down to brass tacks and discuss some of the details of the loan, but you know, I think doing it in a public forum is a little bit risky in that we want FJC to feel the love right now, and if we say all the things that we don't like about that loan, I don't think that you know, that's not the right message for them. we want to not necessarily ingratiate ourselves to them, but at least not alienate and piss them off at this juncture. And and I think to that end, the work of the NFC has been really good this year. There's been a lot of little details that have gotten tied up in the NFC that's stuff that the lender is going to want to see, stuff that were provisions of the original loan that we haven't been meeting for a long, long time. In addition, the audits are getting a hell of a lot closer. I would think that if I were the lender at this point in time, even though the institution as a whole is struggling, at least we're trying to do the right things to bring our accounting in order and to have a clearer picture of where we stand. So I'm hopeful that we'll get an extension on this thing. And I think that's exactly what we need to do. So thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Tom is still not here, I gather. Who else was, Jim Osborne? Is Jim on the call yet? Well, then.
Yes, Tom.
I'm here. Thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. So, would you care to comment?
No, I'll pass right now. I came in late and I'm just catching up with everybody.
Okay.
Tom has joined.
Well, Tomas, have you heard the discussion?
The last few minutes, yes.
Would you care to comment?
Well, I don't know that much about the financial side of the loan, but I think I did hear some of Lawrence's comments earlier while I was trying to get settled back in, and I'd kind of like to maybe pick up on programming from there a little bit, and you know, to make, when we do get the finances straightened out, to try to get on a sustainable footing, and we really need some programming that the rest of the world appreciates, and that's the direction that Pacifica and KPFA have had some history in way back there that I grew up with. And we really need to get back in that frame of mind when we took on the Vietnam War and actually had our own reporter in North Vietnam during the war and were winning lots of different press awards yearly. We need to go back in that direction again, and there's very important struggles going on right now that Sabrina has started to get into in relation to climate change. But, you know, there's the struggle in Yemen where children are dying, you know, every day, right? And we're still in support of that kind of thing. And Pacifica could be playing a big part in turning things like that around. And that's the kind of programming that we once did back there. And we need to get back in that again. And that's what the programming that will sustain Pacifica and make it grow. And that's really all I have to say.
Okay.
There. Here.
Well,
thank Alex, you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah. Alex, you have not yet spoken.
Oh, I guess not. Okay. I appreciate the comments. It's perfectly understandable that those of you who are new to the board are don't feel you know enough to comment too extensively on this topic. And I think we've had some very, very good commentaries. I particularly like Chris Corey's suggestions and Lyndon Foley's and Julie's. Let's look at the situation. We have some short-term goals and we have some long-term goals. What are the short-term goals? Short-term goal is to do something about this loan that's coming due in a matter of a few weeks. Okay? We cannot pay off the loan in the next few weeks. That's pretty obvious to anybody who's looked at our books for more than 2 seconds. Now, some people may turn around and say, well, this shows that the Pacifica National Board has not been doing their job, and you're in this terrible situation and you're never going to get out of it. Well, I reject those naysayers. if you actually look at what we've been trying to do, we're basically trying to lift ourselves up by our bootstraps. How do we do that? By fixing our financial situation as much as we can. And we've been making a lot of progress toward doing that. We have completed the 2018 audit. We're close to getting the 2019 audit done. Hopefully, we're only 3 months or so away from the 2020 audit. If we could get those audits done by the middle of this year, we will not only make ourselves eligible for CPB funding, but perhaps even more important, we will be looked at with a much better grasp of the situation by all sorts of possible grantees, foundations, major donors. Right now, it's very difficult to get grants because our audits are not up to date, and most foundations, most major donors, that's one of the first things they ask is, can we look at your audits? Well, we've made tremendous progress in getting those things cleared up. We've cleared up a lot of other issues. The Finance Committee has worked diligently to get budgets approved, something that hasn't happened in a number of years. This shows that we are much more on top of our financial situation than we ever have been. So if we can do that, then yes, we need new revenue streams. We need to change the programming. We need to do a lot of things in order to not only pay off the loan, but to meet our potential as one of the important media companies in this country that has a unique message to provide. So pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps means we can put ourselves in a position where, say, we can go for funding for a development director so that the development director can get us some funding so that we can introduce new programming, so that we can branch out into other media platforms, so that we can do many things that right now we are hampered from doing because of lack of resources. So, and as far as what we're going to do about the loan, obviously we're going to renegotiate the loan. There's no question of that. But but this is going to go along with a plan that we're going to present to the lender that shows them how we are making progress and that we will be in a position to pay back the loan in the near term. We need that jump that we can get once we have crossed a certain boundary. That's what pulling ourselves by our bootstraps is all about, I think. That's my contribution. Thank you.
Oh, this is Polita.
Oh.
If I may.
Yes.
Can I contribute to the conversation?
Has everybody spoken? Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
I have a question, Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your question? Is that Dwayne?
Yeah. Is there a timekeeper? I noticed Ron called time on me, but there was no time called on Tom and you. So what's going on with the time?
We don't have a timekeeper because nobody volunteered. We tried to get James, but he did not answer. So I don't even know if he's on the call, frankly.
Well, I was just really making the observation that at 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Ron called time on me. Tom went 2 minutes and 28 seconds and you went 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh, okay. Do you want an extra 2 minutes, Mr. Lark?
No, I just wanted to make that observation.
Okay. That's all. We have more time, so you can feel free to make another contribution.
I just found it strange. Go ahead.
Okay.
I have a question.
Alex, this is Heather. I'll be glad to be the timekeeper.
Okay. So
how long can people talk?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Alex, is Polina, am I recognized or?
Yes, Polina,
Alex, this is Lydia.
Lydia, do you want to say something?
Well, I was going to say, are Anita and I going to be called on at the end or not, or wait until?
You should.
I don't know.
you and Anita should speak first, and then we will, then Paulina can go, and then we'll see if any other directors want to speak again. Okay?
I'd be happy to do that. Lydia, go ahead.
Chair, we have 29 minutes left in this item.
Just okay, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, there's a hand up, so we're going to lower that hand.
Okay, that's Lawrence. Lawrence wants to be on the stack, right? Yeah.
Or lower the hand, either one.
I will lower the hand, but I do want to be on the stack. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
On the stack.
Ron wants to be on the stack.
And Ron. I think Ron was first, but okay. Okay, so I'll take the other members of the board who are not directors. That would be Lydia, Anita, and Arthur, if he's on, if he wants to speak. And then Paulina. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so first was a question. Does the entire board have the full FJC loan document?
They should. They were sent to the board a while back.
Since we have the new board, I just don't know whether to refer.
It is possible that the newer members of the board do not have it. That is true. Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I'm sending it out to everyone.
Okay. Okay. That I think that'll be helpful because then we can follow along. So I do agree, obviously, that we should get an extension, but since there is no penalty to paying off the loan early, I think we should get the longest extension possible and then obviously pay it off before that. But there's no point in a year from now, which I know last year went by quite quickly, even though we got tons of stuff done, and we should definitely go for the maximum that, I don't know if we're referring it here or perhaps in executive session, what Arthur has recommended to them. But anyway, so that's one. The other thing is that I think that we should, one of the things that in the document that Grace sent out, of course, and she's accurate, is that our credit rating is based on some fixable things that do not require millions of dollars to fix. The credit cards and so on and so forth. I know one of the things that I've done, and as everyone knows, it was a request by our affiliates, director to have her own credit card. Right now it's part of our full Pacifica credit card with B of A. And so I decided to look into the smaller bank that's wonderfully facilitated our PPP loans. And so without any of some of the things that would be otherwise required from B of A and other banks, is that they are facilitating that, and we can start building credit. We do know the affiliates director is very sound ground when it comes to finances. So they'll get a good credit rating right away, and that helps our credit rating. And so one of the goals
I'm sorry, your 2 minutes are up.
Okay, that's all. I can talk later. I'll finish later.
Okay, Anita?
Be happy to, and I'm sure I will not talk 2 minutes, so I'll give Lydia some time. My thought, and I think it was Chris that mentioned this, I think programming, revenue stream, a campaign or what have you, something along those lines, along with getting an extension, need to be done concurrently. And yes, I agree with Lydia. Ask for as much time as possible. That's, 2 years, 3 years to be able to come up with a plan. Of course, we're continuing to make interest only payments, if you will, but go for as long as they would allow us to. In the meantime, that would give us time to perhaps have everything ready to be able to get some money from CPB or from a foundation or what have you. Thank you.
OK, Okay, is Arthur on the call? Arthur, do you want to say anything in open session?
What's the question?
Do you want to make any comment about the loan in open session? We're in open session now, don't we?
Yeah,
forget.
Sure. You know, I didn't negotiate the loan in the beginning, but I'll say a couple of things just so people understand what we're going into. The FJC folks have said that they're willing to, negotiate an extension. They didn't say how long. They did, I think in one of our conversations on the phone, they would insist on the same interest rate. I mean, we haven't formally had a discussion, but that's where they're starting. And then I threw out to them the idea of a 5-year extension, which, by the way, we have paid back, I guess it's in Grace's letter, we have paid back several hundred thousand dollars of it. So I wrote to them that, I didn't say we want a 5-year extension. I said, would you be open to a 5-year extension? And they responded just the other day that maybe, but they wanted to see the 2018, audit. They wanted to see the draft 2019 audit. And those were the only two things they wanted to see. They want to see what they're, you know, and, you know, I responded to them that we'd get them those materials and that I was meeting with the board to come up with some authorization for what I could ask, you know, how far I could go in the discussions and, see if it was going to involve any board members. And, but they're extremely, they've been extremely pleasant about the conversation.
Your 2 minutes are up.
Okay. That's what I have to say.
Okay. Let's hear from Paulina.
I just wanted to mention that on Charity Navigator, our rating for transparency, accountability and transparency is higher than it has been, than it had been in March. The latest rating is from February 1st and it's 71%, 2 stars. Before that, we were 67%, 1 star. And so I just wanted to mention that we are, it seems like we're moving in the right direction. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go back to, we'll just go to take a stack at this point. So I heard Ron.
Okay, a couple of questions. There's been, you know, a lot of discussion about renegotiation, and perhaps Arthur or Lydia could address that, this question. The question is this. Are we talking about renegotiating the terms of the loan, in terms of, you know, percentage rates, things like that, have they shown any interest, you know, in doing that thing? Or are we just talking about, just keeping the loan in its current terms, but with a 5-year or 1-year extension, of some sort? That's what I'd like to know. Is renegotiation of the loan a realistic alternative?
We don't know. I'm not sure what parameters. I mean, right now the discussion was extending the term of the loan, right? They may want some stuff. We may want some stuff. They're business people, but we haven't. I didn't feel like I was authorized to get into discussions until we had this meeting tonight. So I didn't really, other than to say, would you extend it for 5 years? I don't know. So we can go in with whatever position we want and then work it from there. I did think it was important to start the discussion since the date is April 2nd.
Okay.